Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Tim Meadows, who's going to be starring in the new show Son of Zorn, which premieres Sunday, September 11th on Fox. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself? Other than, you know, doing the old radio tour thing, it's kind of exhausting.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like lifting steel or building cars or anything, but it's still heavy-duty work.
It's a good problem to have. All right, cool. So this show sounds hilarious. It's premiering on September 11th on Fox, so that's opening day of football. So you guys have a nice little lead in here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I guess we come on after a doubleheader football game. So, it'll be exciting. I love football, so I'll be watching the game and our show.
It should get you a lot of eyeballs. We here in D.C., when we hear Zorn, it brings up bad memories. We had a Redskins coach named Jim Zorn. Can you assure us it's not about him?
It is not about Jim Zorn, I guarantee it.
All right, cool.
He played, too. Jim Zorn played football, too, for Washington, didn't he?
No, I think he played for, like, the Seahawks or something like that. He was, like, a quarterback's coach for afterwards. But he played, and then he took over here before Shanahan and RG3 and that whole ordeal. So we've been through a lot with Zorn, so I want to let our listeners know. It's not that.
Yeah, not the same guy.
All right, cool. All right,
guy's a barbarian. I don't know about Jim Zorn.
That remains to be seen, I guess. But we'll tell us sort of what this is about, because it sounds hilarious. You got a little live action and animation mix. It's like an all animated island, but then he returns to Orange County, which is live action, where you come into play. Give us a little plot summary for people that don't know.
Well, Zorn is, you can tell from the character, he's a conqueror. He's like this warlord in Zephyria, which is an all animated country in the South Pacific. And he had been married to a live action person and had a son with this woman who was played by Cheryl Hines. And they got divorced and he moves back to Zephyria. And then he realizes that he wants to reconnect with his son and his ex-wife. So he moves back to Orange County and takes a job working for a company that sells soap products. and so that's basically what the show is about. I play the fiance of Cheryl Hines.
You're the live action. The live action other man.
Yes, exactly. And Zorn thinks it's going to be really easy to win back his ex-wife's love. But he soon realizes that she really is in love with this character that I play. And my character is the exact opposite of Zorn. I'm not a fighter. I like to talk my problems through. I'm a little bit wimpy. But I become a father figure to Alan, the son, and his ex-wife loves me. So, yeah, that's what it's about.
That's hilarious. So is it a little bit of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit mixing live action and anime? Like are they animated and live at the same time, or is it two separate worlds?
It's the same time.
Okay.
And we know that this country exists, Zephyria, and we know what happens there. But so we're not surprised when we see these animated characters walking around, the streets of Orange County.
Right.
It's like we all know they exist, but we don't see them all the time, and their culture is completely different from ours, so it's like this, fish out of water sort of storyline, but it's also a storyline. The storylines are about families trying to reconnect and, father and son relationships, and it's about a whole bunch of different things, but it's just done with this, overall storyline of this animated character who returns to Orange County.
Right, right. So, yeah, you can hang a lot of other themes and things on that crazy scenario, so I like it. I don't think we mentioned, it's Jason Sudeikis, so what's not to love there? What's it been like working with him? And you mentioned Cheryl, dish on your co-stars for me a little bit.
Well, Jason is great. I mean, I've known Jason for a few years when I went to Saturday Night Live and to visit. I sort of hung around one Thursday and at a rewrite meeting and just sat in on a rewrite meeting and threw out ideas and stuff. And Jason and I sort of hit it off and we would keep in touch, here and there after that. And so yeah, the sort of opportunity came up to work on this show with him was, I like jumped at it because I really do like him and as a person as well as a performer. So he's great. I love him.
Yeah, you mentioned that you worked with him on SNL. I think correct me if I'm wrong, is this the 15th anniversary of when you started with the show? I think it was 91, right?
I started in 91, yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know how long it's been now. I left in 2000.
No, that's 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. 2016 and 91. Wow. I need to learn math. Take me back.
Yeah. Between the two of us, we had it wrong.
You know, take me sort of, whenever these anniversaries come around, I always get nostalgic, but take me sort of that transition from Second City with Chris Farley and all that, and then finally Lauren bringing into SNL. How did that change your life?
It was huge, you know. I don't know. Saturday Night Live, they came to see me perform at Second City over a couple years, and they really were coming to see Farley. Like, he was the standout performer in our cast. And they kept coming to see him, but I was in a lot of scenes with Chris because we were good friends and we improvised and wrote scenes together a lot. And so, yeah, they brought me to New York to meet with Lorne Michaels, and I just met with him. I didn't audition or do anything. And I think in the beginning, they just wanted me to come on as a writer. And then halfway between the time that they offered the job and the time I got to New York, they said they wanted me to also be on camera. So I got away with not auditioning, which was great, because I don't think I'd have got the job if I had to audition. But so that was a transition. I mean, it was big. It was like the biggest thing that ever happened to me. I thought we're getting hired at Second City main stage was big, you know. And then that happened with SNL, and it was just mind-blowing. It took me a while to sort of like believe that it was happening and like accept that it was my life. And I kept saying, like, I've always said that the reason I felt like uncomfortable was that I just felt like I had like pulled one over on everybody.
How'd I get away with this?
I fooled them. Yeah, they'll never know that it's just me, Tim Meadows.
Do you still have people coming up saying, hey, it's the hey, ladies' man?
Yeah, definitely. People love the ladies' man character. It's like one of my most proud contributions to comedy.
Is he there now? How would he describe Son of Zorn?
Yeah, listen, Son of Zorn is an animated show, which I love. I love cartoons so much. I just wish it was sexier. That's the only thing I can say about the Zorn. I just wish it was sexier.
What does the ladies' man dig, you know, these animated characters? I mean, you had Jessica Rabbit. She was, you know, she was a fox. So what is the ladies' man like about these animated ladies?
Well, listen, the thing that I love the most is if I had my choice of animated characters that I would like to bone, then it would be Veronica and Betty from the Archie comic books, because they are drawn so beautifully. And I actually would like to have them both at the same time, if it could be arranged. I don't know if you can talk to somebody for me, but that would be nice.
Yeah, we have some hookups with the animated community. I'll put, you know, some feelers out, and we'll see what we can do for you. All right, well, bringing it back to Son of Zorn then. You know, I know we're up against the clock, so, you know, just give our listeners, let's say they've heard this, they're like, that sounds kind of cool, you know, what's the final sell? Why should they tune in?
Because you've never seen anything like it before. It's a completely different type of show. It's funny. It has a heart. It's weird. It's alternative. It's edgy. And then I just want people to watch it because I think they're going to love it.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait. Just the premise alone, I'm sure when you read it, you're probably like, whoa, this is off the wall and I love it. So we're looking forward to seeing this thing. Tim Meadows, thanks so much for taking the time. And please know Jim Zorn.
No Jim Zorn, I promise.
All right, cool. Tim Meadows on WTOP. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.